This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNSS FM HD1 Clearwater. KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, 48 degrees right now. Vice President Kamala Harris talked about freedom and the future during a stop in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Vice President Harris telling supporters freedom is on the line this November.
It's like the freedom to vote, the freedom to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to breathe clean air and drink clean water, the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride.
Stressing her campaign is better suited to lower costs, help small businesses grow, and protect reproductive rights.
Which is why Democrats, Republicans, independents are supporting our campaign. Because we need a president who works for all the American people.
Former President Trump also making a stop in Pennsylvania, hosting a town hall near Philadelphia. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And at that town hall, the former president said Vice President Harris is not suitable for the Oval Office.
Former President Donald Trump traveled to Oaks, Pennsylvania yesterday, speaking to voters at a town hall. The former president says Vice President Kamala Harris is not suitable for the Oval Office.
We have the worst president and the worst vice president in the history of our country by far. And let me tell you, she is worse than him. And he's actually, I didn't think I'd ever say this about anybody. She's actually, you take a look at, she's more dangerous than him, but he's actually smarter than her. I never thought I'd say that.
With the election near, the vice president holds on to a lead of just less than 2 points ahead of former President Trump, according to the Real Clear Politics poll average. Some polls are calling it a virtual tie.
More information today on the fatal shooting of a man by local law enforcement officers.
It began just after 7 Saturday morning in the 6900 block of Childs, just north of 45th and Ridge, outside of the city limits. Multiple agencies responded following a call to 911 from a man who was threatening to shoot someone. For over an hour, officers attempted to de-escalate the situation, but just before 8:30, and wearing a ballistic armor vest, the suspect charged the law enforcement officers, who shot and killed the suspect. The man was identified as 27-year-old Jonathan Marcias. Wichita police are now in charge of the shooting investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A jury in Kentucky has found Michael Hurley guilty of crashing his car into the Jones family of Nickerson in the summer of 2022. Closing arguments were made yesterday morning. The jury returned the verdict shortly after noon. Hurley was found guilty of murder, 3 counts of assault, and driving under the influence. The father of the Jones family, Trey Jones, was killed. His wife, Amy, and his daughter, Ava, were seriously injured. Their son, Creek, was not seriously injured. The jury is now going to hear from witnesses before considering sentencing.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will look at a police department request for 31 more flock safety readers. They take photos of license plates to try and track suspects and stolen vehicles. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
One of the things about flock license plate readers is that the city of Wichita implemented that through the department back in November of 2020. And since that time, those devices have led to recovery of at least $5.4 million in stolen property and clearances of a number of violent crimes, including homicides.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. The United Nations Security Council expressed strong concern as Israel has fired on and wounded United Nations peacekeepers in southern Lebanon during intensified fighting, reiterating its support for their role in supporting security in the region. The statement Monday is the first by the UN's most powerful body since Israel began firing on the positions of the peacekeeping forts known as UNIFIL.
Communities in Florida are picking up the pieces after facing hurricanes Helene and Milton within 2 weeks of each other. Fox's Jonathan Seri is in Tampa, Florida, with more.
In the wake of Hurricane Milton, the Tampa headquarters of Pilgrim Permacoat looks more like a dollhouse. The family-owned construction products business has operated out of this former cigar factory since 1956.
I've been at this building since a little girl, just roller skating around, and, you know, I have a lot of fond memories, and it was really hard seeing it like that.
Milton caused around $50 billion in damage statewide, according to President Biden, who visited the Tampa Bay area Sunday to meet with first responders.
Hurricane Milton knocked out power to nearly 3.5 million homes. It brought destructive winds and a storm surge. At least 22 deaths have been attributed to that storm.
A Kentucky woman is charged with murder after a body and other human remains were found in her mother's backyard.
The grand jury indictment accuses 32-year-old Torlena May Fields of shooting her mother, Trudy Fields, in the head and stabbing her multiple times before dismembering her body. She's also charged with abusing a corpse, evidence tampering, and obstructing government operations. She's also been indicted on a charge of killing a dog. The charges come after a man hired to work on her mother's property in Mount Olivet, Kentucky, about 50 miles southeast of Cincinnati, found a body in the backyard. She's being held on $1.5 million bond. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A man in Minnesota wins the world championship pumpkin way off.
Just in time for Halloween, Travis Ganger defended his title at the 51st World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay, California, with a gourd that seems too big to be true, weighing in at 2,471 pounds.
Focus on soil biology and soil health, and the rest should take its course.
The victory carved out a second win for Ganger. Last year, he scared up a world record with a pumpkin weighing 2,749 pounds. This year's winner will be displayed at the Half Moon Bay Art and Pumpkin Festival this weekend. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And it's our first look at the Tuesday morning commute. We'll check in and take a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. I'm looking at the one at Kellogg and Southwest Boulevard because we have the report of a burglary just to the west of that location. Police checking that out, a burglary in the 2900 block of West Taft, just to the west of Kellogg and Southwest Boulevard this morning. Traffic update from Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Winds are going to pick back up. That breeze is going to blow out of the northeast at 15 to 25 miles an hour. When it comes to our temperatures, chilly start this morning, followed by a pleasant mild high of 63. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a clear sky, east wind at 3 miles per hour. We're down to 42 degrees. Last hour, we were at 48, so we dropped a few degrees in the past hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. On this Tuesday morning, October 15th, kind of sunny, cooler day across South Central Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high temperature Monday was 68 degrees. Normal high for the date, 72. And we'll have a freeze warning tonight when temperatures drop down to about 32 degrees. A freeze warning will be in effect tonight, according to the National Weather Service. What a beautiful afternoon yesterday in Riverside. The leaves are starting to change in our neighborhood and looks nice.
Yeah. Last week we had a record high of 94 degrees, and this week we have a freeze warning.
I don't know how colorful they'll be. We haven't had as very much moisture, so maybe they'll be beautiful and maybe not. I don't know. Asian shares mixed this morning. Hong Kong's benchmark down more than 4% after Wall Street rolled to more records. Dow closed up again yesterday by 201 points. NASDAQ up 159. S&P up 44. So pretty good opening. Pretty good day on the Wall Street to open up the week. On this date, the 15th, on this date in 2017, actress and activist Alyssa Milano tweeted that women who had been sexually harassed or assaulted should write Me Too as a status. Within hours, tens of thousands had taken up the Me Too hashtag, using a phrase that had been introduced a decade earlier by social activist Tarana Burke. There you go. So that's the story of the hashtag.
Okay. And boy, did it take off.
It took off like crazy.
Yeah.
A Sherpa teenager has returned to Nepal to a hero's welcome after becoming the youngest person to scale all of the world's 14 highest peaks. 18-year-old Nima Rinji reached the 8,000-meter summit of Mount Shishapagna in China last week, completing his mission to climb the world's peaks that are more than 8,000 meters high. He broke a previous record by another Sherpa who was 30 years old at the time. And after his latest and final climb Wednesday, Nima Rinji wrote in his Instagram account that it was a tribute to every Sherpa who has ever dared to dream beyond the traditional boundaries set for them. So there's a young man, apparently knows a lot about mountain climbing. I don't know anything at all about
apparently.
Except for what I see in the movies now and then. Let's see here. Body parts belonging to a teenage girl who went missing nearly 20 years ago have turned up inside a freezer in Colorado.
Oh, no.
Freezer was given away after new owners purchased a home in Grand Junction. Inside were a human head and hands belonging to 16-year-old Amanda Overstreet, who disappeared in April of 2005. Overstreet was the daughter of the home's previous owners, Leanne Overstreet Eimer, and her deceased husband, Bradley Eimer. Police say the Overstreet case remains under investigation. Well, if her mom and dad were still living there and the freezer was there all those years, they had to know at least that the body parts were in there. I'm just connecting the dots. Sounds to me like mom and dad or one of them did it. What do you think, Ted?
That's a bad situation.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what else is going on today. As we talked about the beautiful weather, I just wanted to mention, I didn't really get to say this. I don't think I got to say this yesterday. I'd like to thank Mike and Paula Casey, friends of ours. They had a cookout the other night, Saturday night, at their house over on the east side of town. And that was a gorgeous evening, beautiful evening. So I had some hamburgers, brats, you know. I went and got a key lime pie.
Oh!
And some tiramisu.
Nice!
That was my contribution. Shelly and me, that's our contribution.
Man.
But they were tasty. I went with that really well-known baker here in town who does all the good work like that. The Sam's Baker. Have you ever?
Well, hey, that stuff's tasty, man.
They do a good job.
I know.
Nobody complained. We had a great evening. Several of our friends that we've known for years and years were there, and we just had a great evening. But I got to tell you, though, after I got home, I got to thinking about it, and most of the conversation in the evening had to do with our heart conditions, bad knees.
Yeah. You get to that point in life where that's top of the list, man.
All the health concerns came out. Had a great time. Mike and Paula, thank you for having us over. 6:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for Leadoff Sports again this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
All right, we'll start out with pro football. The Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has had surgery to repair his right knee. That injury occurred in late September, and the timeline for recovery is 10 to 12 months. So even best-case scenario, training camp in July, maybe.
Oh.
But more likely even longer than that. So that's the situation there. All right, last night on Monday Night Football, you heard the game over on KFH. We had the Bills and the Jets.
After a tumultuous week, Jets fans were hoping a win in Week 6 would make everything better. Instead, the Jets have now lost three straight games after falling to the Bills 23-20 Monday night. It was a sloppy game that saw both teams have 11 accepted penalties, but Jets kicker Greg Zuerlein missed two field goals in the second half as New York fell to 2-4. Jets interim coach Jeff Ulbrich dropped his first game less than a week after owner Woody Johnson announced that Robert Saleh would no longer serve as head coach. Buffalo snapped a two-game slide with the win and took control of the AFC East, improving to 4-2. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All right, let's move over to college men's basketball. Kansas is number one in the nation in the Associated Press preseason poll. KU getting the number one votes on half of the ballots. And four other teams split the other first place votes. Alabama, Connecticut, Houston, and Gonzaga. Connecticut back-to-back defending national champs. This is KU's second straight year. They are number one going into the season. They were the preseason number one last year in the AP poll. Then yeah. It turns out they didn't get out of the second round in the NCAA tournament. So there you go. That's your college men's basketball AP poll is out. Go to college volleyball. Boy, the McPherson volleyball team, they're ranked 24th in the nation. They win again. A sweep on the road at Southwestern, 3-0. McPherson volleyball team, they've won 7 in a row, 18-5 now on the season, and they are ranked 24th in the nation. Let's go to preseason basketball in the NBA last night. Take a look at the Chicago Bulls and their rookie, Matas Buzelis, who played at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. First-round draft pick. He played 22 minutes last night, preseason action. Scored 15 points, including 3 three-pointers. From Sunrise Christian, Matas Buzelis, getting ready for his rookie season with the Chicago Bulls in preseason last night. Happy birthday today to baseball player Mendy Lopez. He's 51 years old today, infielder for the Wichita Wranglers for a couple of seasons in the mid-1990s. On his way to 7 years in the big leagues. And he's currently the infield coach of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Born in the Dominican Republic, former Wranglers infielder Mendy Lopez. It's his birthday. He's 51 years old today. Let's go back in time in baseball. 60 years ago on this day was Game 7 of the World Series. In St. Louis, the Cardinals and the New York Yankees on a Thursday afternoon. Game 7, so the winner wins the World Series. Bob Gibson on the mound for the Cardinals. So who do you think won the game?
Bob Gibson.
Exactly, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
Pitched a complete game on 2 days rest. Yeah, he was tired, but he went all 9 innings. Of course, in today's world, he wouldn't even start the game with 2 days.
He might come
out of the bullpen for an inning or two instead of throwing 9 innings.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the last postseason game ever at Sportsman's Park, the old Busch Stadium 1.
Oh, the old one, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was 60 years ago on this day. On a Thursday afternoon, the Cardinals won Game 7 of the World Series, beat the Yankees 7-5 behind Bob Gibson. And a happy birthday today to good football birthday today. Stephon Page is 63 today. Former wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. Played his entire NFL career with the Chiefs for 10 years. Pretty good for an undrafted guy out of Fresno State to make it in the NFL for a decade. And, of course, Stephon Page, we recall 3 days before Christmas in 1985, the regular season finale. Chiefs at Arrowhead hosting their division rival, the San Diego Chargers. Stephon Page, 309 receiving yards on only 8 catches.
Man.
Yeah. First 300-yard game in the NFL in 35 years. And it was a record that stood quite a while after that, too. Stephon Page, good wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs back in the 80s and early 90s. Stephon Page, it's his birthday. He is 63 years old today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch.
Glenn Beck program coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. We just got notification. Glenn's going to have a special guest today.
Okay.
Former President Donald Trump. We'll be on with Glenn Beck.
About as big as you can get.
Later on this morning. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, that computer screen and your eyes. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted here at 6:30 on a Tuesday morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 42 degrees now. A woman from Norwich is dead after a pickup and an SUV collided in Kingman County on K-15 about 4 miles north of Highway 54. Highway Patrol reports the pickup failed to stop at a stop sign and crashed into the SUV. The SUV driver, 66-year-old Gail Thornbro, was pronounced dead at the scene. A man and woman in the pickup suffered serious injuries, and they were taken to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider assisting developers to bring affordable apartments to the downtown area. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News about one of the proposed projects.
155 North Market, they want to renovate the 11-story building and convert it into 114 affordable housing units. So this group wants to provide housing that is much needed in downtown Wichita. And the rates of...
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Those apartments are much more affordable. They are hoping that the monthly rate is from $659 to $1,041 for studios, one- and two-bedroom apartments.
Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The number of children killed by drugs in Kansas is rising. A new report shows 16 children under the age of 17 died in Kansas in 2022. That's five more than the previous year. Overall, 329 children died in 2022, which is 40 more than in 2021.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz joins the governors of major swing states, kicking off their three-day bus tour in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
The Democratic vice presidential nominee focusing on freedoms.
We're talking about freedom for you to make your own choices, freedom to retire in dignity, freedom to have health care. And I'll say this, freedom to send your children to school without worrying they'll be shot dead in that classroom. That's freedom.
Stressing the Harris-Walz ticket believes in protecting the Second Amendment, but above all, keeping kids safe, also in protecting reproductive rights and lowering costs.
Wisconsin, I'm going to ask you, are you all in?
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
We deserve a commander-in-chief who is ready to hit the ground running on day one.
Marking the first stop of their Driving Forward Blue Wall bus tour. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Many Floridians spent much of Saturday either waiting hours in line for gas, trying to get home, or beginning the arduous work of cleaning up after Hurricane Milton. Governor Ron DeSantis said Saturday several fuel depots where residents could get 10 gallons of gas for free were set to open. Officials were also using state fuel stockpiles to replenish area gas stations. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden approved a disaster declaration for the state and will be in Florida Sunday to assess the damage. Moody's Analytics estimates economic costs from the storm will range from $50 billion to $85 billion.
A child has died at a Tennessee Halloween attraction during a prank gone wrong.
It was a haunted hayride that claimed the life of the 12-year-old boy run over by a tractor while playing a prank on hayriders in what Hamilton County Sheriff's deputies are calling a freak accident. Deputies say the boy was with a group of kids hiding behind some bushes trying to scare the hayriders, and that the boy either slipped or fell underneath the wheels of the tractor. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And on the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Winds are going to pick back up. That breeze is going to blow out of the northeast at 15 to 25 miles an hour. When it comes to our temperatures, chilly start this morning, followed by a pleasant mild high of 63. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now clear, 42 degrees, east wind at 3 miles per hour. 6:35, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Coming up about an hour from now, we will talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Our weekly visit with Ryan, it'll be at about 7:35 this morning with Steve and Ted, so keep it here for that. On this date, the 15th of October, on this date in 1976, the first debate of its kind took place between vice presidential nominees Walter F. Mondale and Republican Bob Dole. They faced off in Houston. I'd forgotten about that. Bob Dole was in the first vice presidential debate ever. Well, how much pain do you have to endure to benefit from weight training? I know that Ted and I hitting the gym all the time with the big weights there going, no, but fitness experts say it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. For years, some trainers have instructed gym goers that to get the best results, they need to train until failure, meaning until you physically cannot do one more repetition or exercise. Some recent studies, however, suggest this extreme regimen may only benefit certain people. Experts say training until complete exhaustion may help build bigger muscles. But the extreme regimen is probably unnecessary if you're just trying to increase your fitness and your strength. So bear that in mind the next time you head to the gym to lift weights. I'm sure it's been a while since I did that. I don't know about Ted. A California school has planted a tree that's out of this world.
Do I look like I've lifted weights?
No.
Well, you are correct.
Santiago Steam Magnet Elementary School in Lake Forest, California, planted a so-called moon tree that was grown with seeds that were flown around the moon on NASA's Artemis 1 mission in 2022. The school was among those selected to receive a seedling for a giant sequoia under a program with NASA aimed at encouraging science and conservation education. The Artemis mission was the second time that NASA has flown seeds into space following the Apollo 14 mission in 1971. So they're going to try to grow a sequoia out of those seeds.
How about that?
You've been out to
I have not.
You ever seen the redwoods?
No.
Oh, man. I've been out there twice.
I need to.
I think it was 7 years old the first time I was out there. It was awesome. There's no anything, nothing like that anywhere in Kansas, that's for sure, and anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
These trees go 300 feet. They've been around forever. And there's all that photo, that one they had, the tree trunk, that had a hole carved in it, so mm-hmm. a car was going through it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Massive.
The redwood trees. Stephen Ted in the morning here on Tuesday morning, and it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Last week's average steer price in Kansas was $186.73. That was up 76 cents from the previous week on 11,000 head of cattle. The live cattle traded mix and closed mostly positive on Monday. The feeder cattle had an outside trading session that included a new high for the current move to the upside. The feeders did close mostly higher. The lean hogs traded and closed negative with some triple-digit losses yesterday. On the close, December live cattle 35 cents higher, 187.92. November feeders down 22 cents at 249.57. And December lean hogs $1.85 lower at 75.80. Now, the wheat futures Monday closed with triple-digit losses. There were rumors of China's wheat being offered below the established floor price. Now, the corn and the wheat futures both made new lows for the current move lower and closed negative. The Dow for the second straight session scored a new contract high. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's a penny and three quarters lower at 588 and a quarter. December corn down a penny and a half at 406 and three quarters. November bean 6 pennies lower at 990. November crude oil trading $3 and a nickel lower at $70.78. December gold's $2.20 higher, $2,667.80. December S&P a point and three quarters lower at 59.06. December dollar index is 11 cents lower at 102.97. And December Dow Jones futures 39 points higher at 43,403. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Wonder where the top of the stock market is.
That's a good question. It just wants to keep working higher.
Yeah, it's got to level out somewhere, I would think. But, you know, as long as it keeps going
maybe
up.
Maybe after election, we'll find out the true direction.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. Okay. Now I've got my warning. I'll know what to do. So how are things going in Augusta these days? Haven't been over there in a while. What's going on?
Things are going good. love the weather right now. Kind of nice and cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like maybe tomorrow morning we could see a little frost.
Well, that's a good reminder. We do have the National Weather Service has issued a frost warning for tonight. Later on tonight, when the temperature will get down right around 32, around freezing. It's my wife, I'm sure, is going to want to cover up her flowers with some sort of sheet or something. But, just saw something on TV here. The Buc-ee's is approved for Kansas City, Kansas. They're going to put a Buc-ee's up there by Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah, they bypassed us.
Yeah. So you know what that means, right, Tom?
Yeah, I know what they are. I've never been to one, though.
Road trip. You and I and Ted, we'll take off and go up just for a 3-hour drive. Go up to see the visit and bring you back home.
Sounds like a date.
It'd be the high point of your day and life, probably. So,
I've been wanting that triple meat sandwich at Buc-ee's for months.
Yeah.
Oh,
I want to go in there and watch and count the men's urinals in the men's room and see if there's still 35 of them in there.
Wow.
That is a place if you've never been there, I am not kidding you, Mr. Leffler, you got to see it. It's something else.
I've seen pictures of it and I've talked to people about it, but I've never been to one.
Amazing. Only in America would a truck stop be something like this. All right. Thank you, sir. Check with you again tomorrow morning at this time. That is, of course, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Yeah, we're under a freeze warning starting tomorrow.
So, yeah, starting
1 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. We got to slow down your aging. That's from Don Grant, COP, the money tracker. That's his what he's going to be talking about.
He said he wants us both to live to 1 billion years old.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe he'll have a key to that success.
Well, I hope so. That'd be nice. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. KNSS 646 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Kentucky jury finds Michael Hurley guilty of murder for crashing his car into a Kansas family.
Two.
Authorities release the name of a man killed in officer-involved shooting on Wichita's northwest side.
One.
Trump and Harris hit the campaign trail in Pennsylvania. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on your Tuesday morning commute. Look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. Looking at the one at Kellogg and West. And we have a disturbance just north of that location. The report of a disturbance at the Casey's in the 500 block of Southwest Street, just to the north of Kellogg and West. Disturbance at the Casey's, so police on the scene there. We also got the report of a possible disturbance in the 600 block of South Country Acres Circle. Country Lakes Circle. And the report of a female who was being chased by a man wearing a Halloween mask. So police are checking that out in the 600 block of South Country Lakes Circle. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Just a mask, or do we know?
They just said him wear a Halloween mask.
I thought that might be the only thing. It's sunny and breezy today with a high of 63 degrees. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 32. Frost warning tonight. And on Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 62 degrees. Now a clear sky, east wind at 3 miles per hour, and 42 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. iPhone users with Ticketmaster will be the first to experience a new feature coming to Apple's Wallet app.
Fox on Tech.
Apple launches new features for its Wallet app, and Ticketmaster customers will be the first to use them. The service company says users will have improved tickets with more information through Apple's iOS 18 update. Fans who view their tickets in the Wallet app can now see weather updates, parking details, and even get recommended music to go along with the event. Venues and teams can also include website links with the ticket information. The features will be available first for Major League Soccer's Los Angeles FC's game on October 19th, followed by upcoming Miami Heat games. More events and teams are expected to use the feature by next year. Ticketmaster President Mark Jovich saying, quote, "With the new enhanced ticket and Apple Wallet experience, fans are closer to the action from the moment they add their pass to their iPhone." Jovich also noting, "We're extremely proud to work with Apple to bring this enhanced ticketing experience to fans." With Fox on Tech, Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Stocks again reached all-time highs on Wall Street Monday, the Dow closing up 201 points.
Stocks moving higher as investors focus on earnings and the economy. The Dow higher, the S&P up 44. Those two indexes hitting all-time intraday highs today. The NASDAQ up 159, just below its record close. Behind today's moves, big tech and growth stocks among today's winners, NVIDIA and Meta. Meanwhile, oil tumbling below $75 a barrel after OPEC cut its global demand growth outlook. Futures markets pricing in a chance of a 25 basis point rate cut by the Fed at 84%. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Slow down your aging. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, here to tell us about that. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, the key to a good financial plan is to develop a strategy that helps you accumulate assets during your working years to create enough income to maintain a lifestyle in retirement that you don't outlive. To do that planning, well, we need to know something that's impossible to predict. That's how long will I live? We can't give a date, but we are getting closer to an accurate prediction. Longevity research is getting good enough to identify how we all age at varying rates. There are super agers who are just born with great genes. But there's more and more research showing that our habits and our routines matter a lot. That means anything from how we move our bodies to what we eat and who we hang out with can determine whether we will age well. One very intriguing test is the Grimm age test. This test predicts our biological age. It gauges whether your DNA is younger or older than your numerical or chronological age. The test can estimate how quickly or slowly you're aging. They go through the DNA methylation, which observes modifications in your DNA. Compounds in our DNA called methyl groups stick to DNA molecules that can turn genes on and off. We've learned there's a higher the concentration of methylated DNA in certain locations, the more accelerated your person's age. Now, just learning what might be aging you is important, but biologists are now coming up with interventions that could slow down biological aging as well. They have found methylation or methyl groups attaching to our DNA speeds up aging. And one thing that has a strong effect on methylation is smoking. The ill effects of smoking are nothing new, but interventions into the effects of smoke can possibly move the needle to living longer. They don't have all the answers yet, but they're learning quickly. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give them a call. But I'll help you. Give me a call. Yeah. The number is 267-0600.
All right. Sounds good. I see you have your little friend with you this morning.
I've got Huck with me.
Huck the dog.
Huck the dog. Yes.
We call him a commodities canine, right?
That's it. a stock barker.
He's a lab.
He's a lab. Yeah, his mom was a silver lab, his dad was a yellow lab, and he's a black lab.
He's a beautiful dog.
He is, yeah.
Nice little fellow. You bring him in here, and he behaves himself.
He does. Well, he just went through boot camp, so he is he's pretty much sitting, and doesn't always stay when I tell him for long. Well, yeah, I just had him sitting, and then you just tempted him over with
He smells my cookies over here. I got cookies.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go. Today is National Grouch Day.
It's our day.
Yep. Sends out notices to all the grouches of the world to be their truest grouch. If you are a grouch, today is your special day.
Okay.
You better enjoy it or else we'll come over there and slap you. According to Sesame Street Magazine, the day celebrates all grouches and their way of life. Talking about Oscar the Grouch in the trash can, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Where do we see him? Was it LBJ Library or someplace? We saw Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
What was he doing at the LGB
Library? Well, they had a a special exhibition on
the 70s, right?
PBS, because I think it started during the LBJ administration.
Okay.
And and part of the exhibit was a Sesame Street character.
Was it actual out? Did Oscar actually talk to you, or was he just sitting there in a can and behind a glass?
I don't think he talked. Did he?
I think he was just in the can.
Yeah. Okay.
Oscar the Grouch. It's Grouch Day.
All right.
You ever have a grouchy day there, bud?
Plenty of them.
I know you do.
Plenty of them. Sometimes I just...
I know you've described your days as cranky.
I've been a little cranky now and then.
But does grouch ever enter in your vernacular?
I've been a little grouchy now and then, yeah. My wife tells me anyway.
Well, I think most people who know you probably have told you that.
Think so?
Gosh. If you're not... The one thing that bugs me is that... You know, you could just have a misstep in the morning when you're running into people at the office or something, and somebody says, "Oh, didn't you get up on the wrong side of the bed?" Well, you know what? If I didn't before, now I just did. So shut the up.
Oh,
yeah.
You're really kind of cranky this morning there.
What are you talking about? Never.
Why don't you go ahead and take a couple of happy pills, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, will do.
National Grouch Day. Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. Harris and Trump hit the campaign trail in Pennsylvania, and a Kentucky jury convicts a man who drove his car into a Kansas family. That's coming up, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.